built for speed. Got all the soul he's old airwave needs. You think I'm evil? How the did you wait and see? Yeah, could you spell the hood's name? Capital B-A-D. You know that I carry a handle pistol, honey. Knife and razor, too. Don't you tell a hook nothing, cause it's always telling you. Yeah, you think I'm evil, people. Yeah, did you wait and see? Cause I tell you that you spell the hook's name. Capital B-A-D. You know if you see me once, honey, you know you see me again. This 2GM hook is baby, and I'm a both of them. If you think I'm evil, people just you wait and see. Cause you spell a hook's name. Capital B-A-D. I'm telling you now, bad.
Yellow Dog. Yeah, that was a non-parallel trio, the Columbia Race D Series from April of 1929 here on the GM Hookers Show. Yeah, this is WJZ, the GM Hookers Show. This is 106.1 FM on your radio dial. the heart of downtown Haverhill's rhythm and blues. Radio bringing you another GM Hooker special. Yeah, tonight, finally, we're going to do it. Yeah, big 10-inch harmony, number 4. Those big 10-inch harmony 78 RPM records. Yeah, cut only on 78 RPM. And tonight we're going to do what we promised quite a while back. Yeah, we're going to go back to the roots of black vocal group harmony. And GM Hooker already did one on number 3. This time we're going to go back and we're going to do the 1930s in depth. Yeah, the roots of black vocal group harmony, like that one. The non-parallel trio, the Yellow Dog Blues, April of 1929. And did you notice in there? Yeah, a very, very early simulation of an instrument by a black vocal group. Yeah, the Yellow Dog Blues. Yeah, and we started here in 1929 to bring us into the 1930s. And another one of these groups, the Jeanette label, from June of 1929. These are the Southern Blues Singers. Yeah, and these are the Lighthouse Blues. And all we know is, of the Southern Blues Singers, we know that Cow Cow Davenport is on piano and vocal in here, along with a couple of other guys. Yeah, caught on April 1st, 1929, issued in June of 1929, the Lighthouse Blues, the Southern Blues Singers.
My old man, yes, and the lighthouse on the sea. Lighthouse on the sea,
on the deep blue sea, oh, I can stand
right here and see the place I ought to be. I ought to be.
Oh, oh, oh,
oh, gal, oh, gal, mama, don't you hold your head so high.
Don't hold your head so high, honey, baby.
Oh, gal, don't you hold your head so high. You must remember, you've got to lay down and die, lay down and die.
Oh, oh, oh,
oh, gal, oh, gal, oh, you can ride in your boat machine.
Ride in your boat machine, oh, honey, baby.
Oh, gal, you can ride in your boat machine.
Ride in your boat machine, and if you
keep on running,
baby,
you won't have no gasoline. No gasoline.
Oh, oh, oh.
Just
oh,
let me tell you people what a dirty low-down woman will do.
Yeah,
let me tell you people what a dirty low-down woman will do.
Yeah, it's a while I tell you, baby.
Move around somewhere else and play all sick to you. All sick to you.
Oh, oh, oh.
They'll go to bed. With a ringtone round his head.
Yeah, it's all around his head, honey, baby.
He'll go to bed with a ringtone round his head.
Yeah, a crawling and a crawling, if you
ask him for a favor, to swear that nearly did, that nearly did.
Oh, oh, oh.
I'm worried now, but I won't be worried long. I'm worried now, but I won't be worried long.
No, I won't be worried long, for just a
few more days I'm gonna pack my truck and be gone, and I'll be gone.
Oh, oh, oh.
Yeah, the Lighthouse Blues from 1929. Yeah, and you can see from those two early records we played from the late 20s, yeah, that there was a lot of blues influence still in the groups. There was that great primitive sound, but you can see from that one there that a lot of the things in vocal harmony were starting to show up. Yeah, and one of the groups that really took us into the earliest influences on black vocal harmony came around in the late 1920s and cut their first records for the Brunswick label in 1931. And, of course, I'm talking about the four boys and a guitar. John, Herb, Harry, and Don Mills, the Mills Brothers, in 1931, cut their classic Tiger Rag. And from there on, everything broke loose for black vocal harmony. And here we have the original. Brunswick label, 1931. The original Mills Brothers, four boys and a guitar, simulating all the instruments, and the Tiger Rag.
Hold that tiger, 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 hold that tiger. Where's that tiger? Where's that tiger? There's that tiger. Where's that tiger? There's that tiger. Where's that tiger? There's that tiger. Where's that tiger? 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 Where's that tiger?
Yeah, the four boys and a guitar, the Brunswick label, 1931, and their classic Tiger Rag, and it caused a sensation in the early 1930s in the vocal group field. And all black groups, I would say all, but most black groups tried to emulate the Mills Brothers. In fact, black groups, white groups, all types of groups were trying to emulate that dynamite sound of simulated instrument harmony. The Mills Brothers not being the first ones to put this down or to use this on stage, but definitely the first ones to bring it out and influence other groups on record. And the hook, yeah, the hook is gone and tried to research what are some of the earliest influences the Mills Brothers had on various vocal groups. And one of the earliest I found here, talk about a rare, obscure record from roughly 1932, the Bluebird label. These are the, catch this name, three voices and a guitar. And they are doing the 12th Street Rag. And this has to be, it's the first one I've ever found on an American label with a group. The three voices are doing the instrumental simulation. One of them is playing the guitar. There is no singing. The Mills Brothers did not do this till about 1935. They actually sang lyrics on their songs and did the instrumental simulation. This is the first one the hook has found where the singers are not singing. They are simulating instruments through the entire song. The 12th Street Rag Bluebird label from 1932, the three voices and a guitar, whoever they were.
Thank you.
Let me remind you that you are listening to WJZ 106.1 FM in downtown Haverhill, Massachusetts, the GM Hooker Show. Yeah, there's two GM Hookers in this whole wide world, and baby, you know, I'm still both of them. Yeah, presenting Big 10-inch Harmony, the roots of black rhythm and blues harmony, the 1930s. Yeah, and we're starting to see some of that influence right there. Yeah, the three voices and a guitar, the Bluebird label, 1932. One of the earliest instances of a group simulating the Mills Brothers, but not singing, doing simply the instrumental simulation harmony. Yeah, and now the hook is going to take you on an excursion that I think is going to amaze some of you people. Yeah, we're going to go to Europe. Yeah, we're going to go to Europe, Germany. And a group known as the Comedian Harmonists. This is from September 15th, 1933, and it is their version of the Creole Love Call. Now, I want you to remember that you heard it here on the G.M. Hooker Show. Yeah, that was from September 15th, 1933. The Electrola label, yeah, from Germany. Yeah, from Europe. And no, the hook's not going to tell you that black vocal harmony originated in Europe. But those were an amazing group that was popular at the same time in the early to mid-1930s in Europe. Actually, this group, the Comedian Harmonists, was forced to leave Germany in 1935 because of Adolf Hitler. The group recording some fantastic vocal harmony, you heard it right there. Their simulated instruments doing the Creole love call. And the personnel of the Comedian Harmonists, there were six of them. There was a pianist and five singers. Erwin Boots, the pianist and arranger who was a German. Ari Leshnikov, the top tenor, and you'll hear from him a little later on, fantastic voice, who was Bulgarian. Eric Kolin, the second tenor, who was a German Jew. Roman Sikorski, the baritone, a Polish Jew. Robert Baberdi, of German and French origin, who was their great bass. And Harry Froman, who did most of the arranging of the instrumental harmony, who is known as the Buffo tenor, who was a German Jew. They are the Comedian Harmonists, a fantastic group that literally did some unbelievable records in the early to mid-1930s, singing in English, German, French, and Italian. And we'll get back to them a little later on, the Comedian Harmonists. And what of that group that they were literally simulating? Yeah, the Mills Brothers, John, Herb, Harry, and Don, didn't until 1935 cut a record in which they did not sing in the record. In other words, the record was solely simulated vocal harmony, or simulated instrumental vocal harmony. The record they did in 1935, Brunswick label, Caravan, the Great Duke Ellington Song. Actually, an English broadcaster who was playing the record on the air announced this as by a band, not as by a vocal group. These are the Mills Brothers doing what they originated, or at least made popular on record, in Caravan. I hope you listeners out there will indulge the hook there for his little trilogy But I think I got the point across. I hope I got the point across of the tremendous influence that simulated instrumental vocal harmony was on black vocal groups in the 1930s, stretching as far as Europe. Yeah, but there were other groups that came up in the early 1930s. In fact, this group cut in 1933. Actually, this one cut in February 23rd of 1933. The Victor label. These are the four Southern singers who would later have some of the same cuts released or some other cuts released on the Bluebird label later in the 1930s. But the four Southern singers were lead Robert Ward, tenor Annie Laurie Ward, baritone James Ward, and bass Owen Ward. And yes, there are simulated instruments in this particular record. It is called Be Ready. And the four Southern singers also played violin, guitar, jug, and washboard. They were a self-contained unit, as many of the units were in the 1930s and the 1940s. And note this introduction. If you heard Big 10-inch Harmony number 3, you'll realize the introduction is the same as the one for Bessie Smith and the Bessemer Singers on Moan You Moaners on Columbia. But this is Be Ready, the Victor label, from April of 1933. The four Southern singers.
You better get down on your knees and let the good Lord hear your plea. For if you want to rest and sinner, you must be ready. Be ready. Be ready. Oh, sinner, you must walk ready. To the gates that burn again. Kneel down and pray. Your sins flow away. Oh, sinner, you must be ready. Before it is too late.
Give me that old time religion. Oh, give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. It should be enough for me. It makes you love everybody. Oh, yes, you love everybody. Yes, you love everybody. Enough for me.
Why, shut my mouth, won't that Rasputin Jones?
Rasputin, this man ain't no fake. Remember his namesake.
Why, he's a holy terror with his love.
Cause the devil's in his bones. Who's that great big bunch of fat? Step aside, boy, let him pass. No disputin', that's Rasputin, the highfalutin loving man. Can't you tell he's from the south? See that gold mine in his mouth? Now you're tootin', that's Rasputin, the highfalutin loving man.
He's the holy terror, he's got a million queens. 1 hour with that devil, learns a gal what heaven means.
Who knows all the loving arts? Who's that real life king of hearts? No disputing, that's Rasputin, the highfalutin loving man. Piano grand. Folks come from near and far to hear him play his old guitar. He's full of rhythm from his head down to his fast. Step up, folks, and listen. Listen while Rasputin's jazz. Boot a did 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 a
did a did a did a did.
Who's that great big bunch of class? Step aside, boy, let him pass. No disputing, that's Rasputin, the highfalutin loving man. Can't tell he's from the south. See that gold mine in his mouth. Now you're tooting, that's Rasputin, the highfalutin loving man.
He's the holy terror. He's got a million queens. 1 hour with that devil learns a gal what heaven means.
Who knows all the loving arts? Who's that real life king of hearts? No disputing, that's Rasputin, that highfalutin loving man, that highfalutin loving man.
Yeah, incorporating that self-contained unit, we start the 1930s jive groups. Yeah, groups that sang. Yeah, they played instruments and they simulated instrumental harmony. One of the great ones, the Three Keys. Yeah, in our last program, we played their very first record on the Columbia label. This one on the Brunswick label. Yeah, from 1933. In fact, May of 1933. That was lead and tenor George Bon Bon Tunnell, baritone and guitar Slim Furness, and piano player and tenor Bob Pease singing Rasputin. Yeah, the Three Keys. Yeah, and another one of the great jive groups of the 1930s was the Spirits of Rhythm. And we're going to play one for you right now from 1934, the Decca label, Leo Watson, Wilbur Daniels, Douglas Daniels, Teddy Bunn, and Virgil Scoggins, and their version of Junkman.
Rojan Band, kicking up all the junk he can. Nobody knows what he's about till you hear him holler and shout. Any bag old box today that is, but you hear him say he buys those clothes, hot water bag, out in the alley, holler, bottle and rag.
Yeah, the Spirits of Rhythm, Decca Records, 1934, and the Junkman. Yeah, reminding you that you're listening to the GM Hooker Show here in WJZ, playing you big 10-inch harmony. Yeah, the roots of rhythm and blues vocal group harmony. Like this one, the Champion label from roughly 1933-1934. You want to talk about rare records? This particular record is by, can you dig it, the Four Aces. And subtitled, they're called the Vocal Orchestra, because they simulate instruments. A black group, rhythm group, unknown, definitely Mills Brothers influenced. Is this the earliest use of the name? Four Aces on record? I don't know, but it has to be. It's the earliest one I've seen. And this, a great version of Rhythm is Our Business. The Champion label, 1933-34, the Four Aces.
Rhythm is our business, rhythm is what we sell. Rhythm is our business, business sure is fun. Now if you're blue, rhythm or okay. If you got rhythm, you're sure to succeed. Rhythm is our business, rhythm is what we sell.
Now he's a rhythm man in our band, in our band. Yeah, he's a rhythm man. We think he's grand,
we think he's grand.
All the folks will come from here and far, just hearing and bring his old guitar.
Play it, boy.
Now boy, play on your trumpet. Just hear him blow that trumpet. If you want it sweet or want it hard, I guess he'll give you everything he's got. Now if you want some bass, we have the man,
we have the man.
Yeah, you want some bass, well here's your man,
oh, here's your man.
Oh, when he comes to the boys, the boys get around and they play hard legs.
Rhythm is our business, rhythm is what we sell.
You said it. Rhythm is our business, business sure is fun.
Now swing, hop a diddle, low, with a bottle day. Oh, for me.
Rhythm is our business, rhythm is what we sell.
Oh, tell me, mammy, why those white folks laugh and call me snowballs all of the time. You say I am your sugar lump. Daddy said I'm I'm the only one.
there from Jive Groups of the mid-1930s, we now go to 1935 and something that's smooth and mellow. Yeah, the Decca label from 1935. And those were a group originally formed in 1930 as the Harmony Four out of Wilberforce University in Ohio. Those were the Charioteers. Yeah, leading first tenor Billy Williams, the bass Howard Daniel, baritone Ira Williams, second tenor Ed Jackson, and the piano by Jimmy Sherman, a thing called Snowball. The second record by the Charioteers, bringing in that smooth, smooth vocal harmony. Yeah, and when one thinks of that smooth vocal harmony, one thinks of one of the most influential groups that came out in the 1930s and actually in the late 30s, brought in that smooth vocal harmony trend. Yeah, the Ink Spots with Mr. Bill Kenny singing that high tenor lead. But here in the mid-1930s, in fact, from 1936, we're going to give you a little thing called Stompin' at the Savoy. Yeah, Charlie Fuqua, Bill Kenny, Ivory Deke Watson, and Orville Jones, the four Ink Spots before they became very famous with If I Didn't Care. And these are the Ink Spots and Stompin' at the Savoy.
Savoy,
oh, sweet romance.
Savoy,
it wins you at a glance.
Savoy,
gives happy feet a chance to dance.
Your palm,
just like a clinging vine.
Your lips,
for warm as sweet as wine.
Your cheek,
so soft and close to mine. Divine.
While the band is swinging and the cat is singing, never tired of romping, stomping with you at the Savoy.
Was your
a perfect holiday,
Savoy,
where we can glide and sway,
Savoy?
Now let me stomp away with you.
A chance to dance, so soft and sweet as wine, so warm and close to mine, divine. How my heart is singing while the band is swinging, never tired of romping, stomping with you at the Savoy. What joy,
a perfect holiday,
Savoy,
where we can glide and sway,
Savoy.
Now let me stomp away with you. Da 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 da.
Yeah, Decca Records, 1936. The four Ink Spots in a very different sounding group than the one that would take the country by storm in 1939. The Ink Spots and Stomping at the Savoy. And now another one of the great influential groups of the mid-1930s. Yeah, this one from 1935. Yeah, these are the four Blackbirds. David Petillo, Geraldine Harris, Richard Davis, and Leroy Hurt. And their great version, Vocalion Records, 1935. And their version of the Basin Street Blues. And just listen to these guys sing, listen to them harmonize, and listen to that instrumental simulation.
Oh, come along with me.
Come along with
way
me.
Way down the Mississippi.
Down
the Mississippi.
We'll take the boat to the land of dreams. Steam down the river, down to New Orleans. A band there to meet us.
Band there to meet us.
And old friends to meet us.
Old friends to meet us.
Where all the black and the white folks meet. Heaven on earth, they call it Basin Street. Basin Street is the street where all the dark and the light folks meet. In New Orleans, land of dreams. You'll never know how much it means or just how much it really means. Let's be just a reed where welcome's free and dear to me, where I can do all my little Basin Street blues. Basin Street blues.
That's my gal, Mezzonine. She's a red-hot mama from Bahama with a red-hot hoochie coo. You get sweet infection and a deep heart section every time that baby looks at you. She ain't fat, she ain't lean, just right, baby, she's in between. My gal, Mezzonine. Put your boot and die. Oh, have you seen cute and keen, baby, sweet as tangerine, as my baby, Mezzanine? Oh, blazing eyes like temptation, no more like I'm in creation, as my baby, Mezzanine. She's a red-eyed mama from Moama with a red-eyed Ujiku. You got sweet infection and deep heartbreaking every time that baby looks at you. She ain't fat, she ain't lean, just like baby, she's in between. Oh, my girl,
Mezzanine.
Yeah, one of the more polished groups of the 1930s. That from May of 1937, the Variety label. Those were the five Jones boys. Jimmy Springs, Charles Hopkins, Herman Wood, Louie Wood, and William Bartley. Yeah, originally known as the Dixie Cotton Pickers. In the early to mid-1930s, their idols were the Mills Brothers. They were from Carbondale, Illinois. They got their first break with Gene Autry on the radio. Moved out to the West Coast, changed their name to the Five Jones Boys. And by 1937, when this record was made, one of only a couple that they actually made, they were working steady in films and on the radio, where they seemed to have their most work. Maybe some of the cartoons from the 1930s you remember had those great background vocal groups singing, most likely, the Five Jones Boys. Yeah, that on the Variety label, My Gal Mezzanine, May 1937, the Five Jones Boys. And now another one. This on the Decca label, again from 1937. We played The Other Side on a previous show. The Four Southerners, this time, with Trouble in Mind.
In mine, I'm blue, but I won't be blue always. For the sun will shine in my bank though someday. Trouble in mine, I'm blue. I have almost lost my mind. Sometimes I feel like living, sometimes I feel like dying.
Baby, baby, just moaning for you.
Say you're moaning.
I'm moaning, moaning, just moaning for you. I can't go on like this, just moaning for you. I'm raving and craving all the day through. Life holds no charm for me, it's just a plain blue. Now won't you come back, Hady, Hady? Oh, how I miss you, Hody, Hody, and long to kiss you, Hady, Hady. Oh, won't you hold me close to you, Zazzo, Zozy, Wazzy, oh, baby, baby, what shall I do? I can't go on like this, 'cause I'm just moaning for you. I can't go on, what shall I do?
Do you think the Mills Brothers influenced the groups of the 1930s? Those were the Five Jinks. They were on the Bluebird label. That's from March of 1937. Yeah, that's Moanin' for You. Yeah, a song that the Mills Brothers also recorded. Very little is known about the Five Jinks. The song was recorded on February the 20th, 1937, in rooms 10, 50, 52, and 54 at the Charlotte Hotel in Charlotte, North Carolina. And the Bluebird files list them as male quintet with guitar and with no other instruments used, obviously doing that instrumental simulation harmony. Yeah, I have a picture here taken from a Bluebird catalog that actually shows the Five Jinks. There are five of them, one in the front holding what looks like a National steel guitar, and he looks maybe about 15 years old. The rest look as if they're teenagers or at the most 20 or 21 years old, a group that has been a mystery. The Five Jinks. Yeah, and now to show you that, well, we haven't forgotten that great influence of the Jive Trios and the Jive Groups. This is the Variety label from June of 1937. The Three Peppers, a group that recorded prolifically in the 1930s, the 40s, and into the 1950s. Toy Wilson, vocal and piano, Bob Bell, vocal and guitar, and Walter Williams, the vocal and bass. One of the great Jive Groups of the era. The Three Peppers and the Ducks. Yes. Yes, yes.
Now Mama bought a chicken and she thought he was a duck. She laid him on the table with his legs dug up. In comes little sister with a spoon and a glass, trying to stir the gravy from his yes, yes, yes. That mama, just look at this. She's out there in the backyard, she's just shaking like this. She said, you come in here, gal. And you come in here, face. You better stop that shaking, yo. Yes, yes, yes. Beat it out, Papa. John Dillinger, the man, he drove into the gasoline station. He said, man, this looks like a good location. The man said, Dillinger, are you gonna take my gas? He said, either your gas or your yes, yes, yes. You got to do 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 do. This is do do that to hold that is. Da da. Do that to that. da 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 do dip dip do do dip do dip do do dip. Old folks doing it for young ones too. Old folks showing the young ones just what to do. They say you shake your fast. If you can, shake your shoulders, shake your yes, yes, yes.
Nights are cloudy. Days are cloudy since you went away. Things are cloudy, oh so cloudy. I can't go on this way. Been downhearted since we parted. Hear me while I say, miss the kissing I've been missing. To drive these clouds away.
Nights are so cloudy since you went away. I'm lonely, so lonely, what can I say? I need your kisses to drive those clouds away. Nights are cloudy, oh so cloudy, since you went away. Been downhearted since we parted. I simply can't go on this way. I need a kiss to drive those clouds away.
Things are cloudy, oh so cloudy. Hear me while I say, need those kisses I've been missing to drive these clouds away.
Yeah, don't you just love that marvelous harmony? Yeah, female vocal and a harmony vocal group in the background. Yeah, that one from 1938, a fairly scarce item. That's Dolores Jackson and the Cabin Boys doing a marvelous little thing called Cloudy. Dolores Jackson and the Cabin Boys. Let me remind you, you're listening to WJZ 106.1 FM on your radio dial. This is the GM Hooker Show. Presenting tonight, Big 10-Inch Harmony, number 4, the roots of rhythm and blues vocal group harmony, the Hook doing some of the rare groups and influences of the 1930s. Yeah, the jive groups, the instrumental harmony groups, yeah, the groups like that last one. Yeah, female lead with a vocal group backing. And we're going to try that again, Decca Label 1939, one of the great jive groups, the Three Sharps and a Flat. And their backing singer, Ethel Vick, on I Am. Ethel Vick and the Three Sharps and a Flat.
Brothers and sisters, we have with us this evening the good-doing Sister Full Bosom. Sister Full Bosom is out here to tell y'all all about Brother I Am. When Sister Fullbosom pulls it on, she really pulls it on. Come on in, sister, and enlighten their souls.
As a preacher down in Birmingham makes his congregation shout, I am.
I am. I am. I am.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
The deacons meet you with a smile. As they boogie woogie down the aisle, shouting,
I am the man.
So true, so true.
The preacher's preaching skies like sand.
Sister,
makes the sisters fall a jam. And they shout hallelujah, makes you feel so peculiar. As you're swaying, all you're saying,
get to stick out your can for the preacher man.
Well, we're in the full moon. And go down the valley of time. Hearts of time. And the sun refuses to shine. To shine. When death every star all will all disappear. And then moon go down in the valley of time. Tears you hear Jesus Christ,
oh Lord,
I long to find,
oh Lord, have mercy. Oh Lord, have mercy.
Pray tell me where,
oh Lord, have mercy.
Where he is,
oh Lord, have mercy.
It is he,
oh Lord, have mercy.
He alone,
oh Lord, have mercy.
Who can he,
oh Lord, have mercy.
My mind,
oh Lord, have mercy.
And give,
oh Lord, have mercy.
Give my thought,
oh Lord, have mercy.
My conscience feels,
oh Lord, have mercy.
How can I tell you from other sheep, from other sheep? Oh, while I'm down here in the fold, Lord, just beware that'll be coming on honor his brow. Oh, and in his arms, carrying on the lamb.
Yes, without a doubt, one of the big influences on black vocal group harmony in the 1930s came from the gospel field. That from 1939, recorded in August of 1938, released early in 1939 on the Decca label. That is When the Moon Goes Down in the Valley of Time, their very first record. Those were the Alphabetical Four. A fantastic vocal group actually appeared in one of the black films of the late 1930s. Their lead was one Johnny Smith, the great tenor, and later went on to sing with the Jubileers and some of the Ersatz Ink Spots groups that later formed in the 1950s and 60s. Yeah, the Alphabetical Four. Did you notice the influence there? Gospel group, and they also were simulating instruments. Yeah, and now we go on again to one of the big jive groups. Also their first record from August of 1939, the Bluebird label. These are the great Cats on the Fiddle. Lead, tenor, and vocal and guitar by Austin Powell. Jimmy Henderson on vocal and guitar, Ernie Price vocal and tipple, and Chuck Boxdale, not the Chuck Boxdale, one of the Chuck Boxdales in Rhythm and Blues, on bass. This is their first record called Killing Jive.
He's the man that smokes that jive will take you for a dive. One big beast in the night, when you smoke that killing jive, it will make you very tall. It seems as if you're going to fall. Now you jump on fire, you know I mean that killing jive. You would think you've blown your top, but maybe you start laughing and you can't stop. But then you don't give a pop, cause you said man, not bad man. Everything will seem so funny, doctor's things will seem so funny. Yes, the business will arrive when you smoke that killing jive. Yeah, yeah. Don't you smoke that killing jive. Oh, man. That's what you have. Yes, he smokes that killing dust. He said, man, not bad, man. Everything will seem so funny. Dark days will seem so sunny. Yes, business will arrive when you smoke that killing jive. Everything will seem so funny. Talking days will seem so sunny. Yes, business will arrive when you're a high man. The best man, you're in the sky, man. Ain't got no red man. You be so mellow, just like a jello, when you smoke that killing jive.
Yes, sir, the hooker tell you, you can really be a mellow fellow. Hey, you smoke that killing jive. Just wonder what they were singing about in that song. Yeah, the cats and the fiddle. Yeah, now we're going to go on with one of the granddaddies of the vocal group genre. These are the Norfolk Jazz Jubilee Quartet. Here singing is the Norfolk Jazz Quartet. Yeah, one of the last records they actually cut. Yeah, they would cut in another year as two records as the Virginia Four and then disband forever. This is on the Decca label from 1939 featuring Norman Cripp Harris on lead and first tenor, Raymond Smith, second tenor, Melvin Colden, the great baritone, and Len Williams, the bass. This is Beetle-Dee, Beetle-Dee, Bop, Bop, the Norfolk Jazz Quartet.
Let, 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 let.
Eat,
eat, now let me tell you about a brand new song.
Yeah,
it will make you happy and it won't take long.
Yeah,
to that melody, boys, catch that swing.
Yeah,
everybody
man.
Get together, someone to shake that thing. Now everybody be prepared to sing and shout. And let us tell you what it's all about.
You got to keep it,
Come on, Melvin, sing that song for your baby.
All right, Brown Sugar. I reckon I just love you. You words me to death.
Buddy, 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 buddy,
and his hand was open. You loan your nickels, I borrowed a dime. I've been singing, my darling, you know you's all mine. Oh, baby, but that baby, and his hand was and his body, oh.
Come on, Tino, beat it on out there, Jack, beat it on out there.
Something new in rhythm came to town to visit. Ah, but now it's here, looks like it's come to stay. Folks who hear it first say with a frown, what is it? Then somehow right away, they have to swing and sway. Everyone's having fun trying to
jam a doodle,
latest version of swing. Near and far, people are dying to
jam a doodle,
new excursion in swing. It's recommended to the kind who like their music straight. Cause if it's blended or refined,
got no kick at all, it's out of date.
In the park, hear the lark trilling up,
jam a doodle,
he goes frantic and high. Debutantes and the rounds thrilling the
family poodle
with each antic they try.
Just hit his jive,
sure as you're alive,
never will leave your noodle.
Came in sight overnight, now all the nations do the jam a doodle too.
Jam a doodle, jam a doodle, jam a doodle, jam a doodle.
Jam-a-doodle, new excursion in swing. It's recommended to the kind who like their music straight. Calls of it's blended or refined.
Jam, jam, jam all.
In the park, hear the lark trilling a jam-a-doodle. He goes frantic on high. Debutantes and the rods thrilling the family poodle with each antic they try. Just hear this jive. It never will leave your noodle. Came in sight overnight, now all the nations do the jam.
Jam-a-doodle, 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 jam-a-doodle.
Yeah, when it came to influential groups in the 1930s, one of the great influential black vocal harmony groups of that era and into the 1940s, eventually becoming Cab Calloway's Cavaliers, they were the Palmer Brothers. Yeah, the Palmer Brothers, they're singing with Larry Wynn, the Bluebird label from 1938, a thing called Jam-a-Doodle. Yeah, the Palmer Brothers, great influences on a ton of vocal groups in the 40s and the 1950s. Yeah, and finally, Clarence Palmer leaving the group when it broke up in 1949, 1950, and forming the Jive Bombers. Yeah, Larry Wynn and the Palmer Brothers. And now we're going to go into a group that has a long history a group that recorded prolifically from the late 1930s to the 40s into the 1950s, and this was Dusty Brooks and his Four Tones. Lucius Dusty Brooks and his Four Tones got their start in the Black Westerns, along with Mr. Herbert Jeffries. Yeah, Herb Jeffries, a band singer, became one of the first black cowboys on the screen. Yeah. And in movies such as The Bronze Buckaroo and Harlem Rides the Range and Two Gun Man from Harlem, Dusty Brooks, Lucius Dusty Brooks' Four Tones, and lead man Herb Jeffries would sing and gun their way all across the screen. Yeah, this is on the DNS label, meaning Davis and Schwegler from Los Angeles, California. I date this from about 1938, 1939, and these are songs taken from those black westerns. Whether this was a commercial label or not, I doubt. I think these are outtakes from the movies. Anyhow, I'm going to play two by Dusty Brooks and the Four Tones, the first one featuring Herb Jeffries and the Four Tones, and the theme song from these black westerns, I'm a Happy Cowboy.
With my rope and my saddle and my horse and my gun, I'm a happy cowboy. If I'm riding with my cattle and I'm always on the run, I'm a happy cowboy. You can bet your bottom dollar that you'll never hear me holler about the word on the range. And I love to hit the leather in any sort of weather, and I know I never change. With my rope and my saddle and my horse and my gun, I'm a happy cowboy. So when the day is ending, neath the setting sun, a happy cowboy's work is done. Bet your bottom dollar that you'll never hear me holler about the word on the range. And I love to hit the leather in any sort of weather, and I know I'll never change. With my rope and my saddle and my horse and my gun, I'm a happy cowboy. So when the day is ended, neath the setting sun, a happy cowboy's way is done.
Sends you high and low, and Cap will put you in the groove with a heedy, 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 heidi ho.
Make that rhythm jump high and fancy, mugging in a swing, da 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 da. Down and make a thing, won't you bang, 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 bang somebody? Bang, 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 bang somebody. Bang, 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 bang somebody. Down and make a thing, won't you bang, bang?
That's the song, sensation sends you high and low. and Cap will put you in the groove. Have you seen Minnie?
She's a tall and skinny little swing.
Make that rhythm jump.
Swing.
High and fancy. Smoking in a swing. Da 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 da.
Yes, from 1939, the DNS label from California, that was Dusty Brooks of the Four Tones and Mugging with a Swing. Gee, I'm hooky here to tell you, that's all she wrote. Oh, yeah, big 10-inch harmony, the history and the influence of rhythm and blues, black vocal group harmony, the 1930s, yeah, big 10-inch number four. Yeah, the GM Hooker Show here on WJZ 106.1 FM, the heart of downtown Havel's Rhythm and Blues Radio. Yeah, sing on, Four Nights. Let's hear it. For Big 10-inch Harmony number four, the GM Hooker Show. Yeah, remember, baby, there's just two GM Hookers in this whole wide world, and honey, I'm both of them. Yeah, tune in again for GM Hooker Special, either Tuesday night at 10:30 or Saturday night at 10:30, alternating with the Hook's best friend, Mr. Billy Mack. Yeah, here at WJZ. Yeah, it's for you, it's for me. And now GM Hooker for Jim Coco and all the gang here at WJZ says bye-bye. Bye-bye.